Hey, y'all, I am taking this show on the road. To celebrate the launch of my book, I am going to be throwing book parties across this country, and I want you to come. We're going to be doing parties in Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, New York City, two options there, DC, Philly, and Boston. So if you live in or near any of those cities, then you are going to want to come and grab a ticket. We are going to have brunch in some places, at others we'll be having wine and snacks. You will get a copy of the book with your ticket, and you will get to come meet me, talk to me, listen to me read from the book, answer some questions. We're just going to hang out and vibe on all things thought work and advancing the feminist mindset revolution together. And of course, there'll also be swag. You can get your ticket at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour, T-O-U-R, or you can text your email to +1-347-997-1784, and the code word is TOR. I cannot wait to hug you in person. Let's go. Come hang out. Hello, my chickens. I know today is a hard day for many of us, and the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade. And this is an issue that is very close to my heart as a former reproductive rights activist and advocate and litigator and academic. And so here's what I want to share with you in the hopes that it'll be helpful today. I think as someone who's done this work or did this work professionally for a long time, some ways today's decision is not at all surprising. The writing has been on the wall for a very long time. So the question is, how do we meet this kind of challenge from a thought work and coaching perspective? I think my belief is that today is a day of mourning for anyone who cares about human autonomy and freedom. This ruling is a violation of the rights of anyone who can get pregnant and is in keeping with a long history of patriarchal control over women or other people's childbearing bodies. It's not only women can get pregnant. As usual, the burden will be worse for people of color, disabled people, poor people, anyone living in a marginalized identity or in a conservative-run state. Roughly half of the states have abortion bans that are ready to spring into active law as of this ruling. Thought work is not about finding a silver lining in human rights violations or in anything else. It is not about believing that oppression must be perfect because it exists and because the world is perfect. The world is very much imperfect. Thought work is about equipping ourselves to return to the fight. It is about increasing our own resilience to show up for what we believe, even when we seem to be losing and losing it badly. It is about reclaiming our own ability to make meaning of our struggles and our lives, no matter what circumstances we live in. It is truly about power in the one place that no one else can control, which is the inside of our own minds. This work is about liberating ourselves from the inside out so that we can continue to work to liberate the rest of the world. So my advice to you is to allow your emotions today. You can hear my voice is cracking recording this. Anger, sadness, fear. I want you to do whatever you need to do. Cry, grieve, scream, howl. Experience those emotions. And then when you're ready, you choose again to manage your mind. Choose what you want to believe about this decision, about the world, about yourself, your own capacity for resilience and joy and change. If we give up in our own minds, we are giving up on the world. That is when the patriarchy wins. Don't give up. For more on this, you can listen to episode 30, What About Sexism? And episode 70, Clean versus Dirty Pain. And if you want to take a tangible action, the quickest thing you can do to help equalize abortion access in a post-Roe world is to donate to local, state, and abortion funds. Don't donate to the National Planned Parenthood or the bigger organizations, is my recommendation. They have a lot of funding. Not all of their locations even perform abortions. Local abortion funds are the funds that will help people actually travel to the states where they can get procedures. You can Google to fund close to home, or you can just go to the National Network of Abortion Funds and donate there.
Don't forget that if you want to meet me in person, ask me a question, get your book signed, take a selfie with me, whatever it is you want to do, my book tour is your chance. I am going on tour from May 12th through May 24th, all around the country, going to Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, twice in New York, two parties in New York, DC, Philly, and Boston. And we are capping these events so they can be intimate parties and celebrations. So you're going to want to hurry up and go get your ticket. Your ticket includes admission to the event, a book, some swag, food and drink, and the chance to meet and connect, not just with me, but with other women in your area and people socialize as women in your area who are also doing this work and trying to live this kind of intentional, empowered life. So you're going to leave maybe with a new best friend, certainly with a new best book. You can get all the information and grab your ticket before they sell out at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour or text your email to +1 347 997 1784 and the code word is tour. I cannot wait to see you there.